This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
That's the premise of what Prime Minister Najib Razak has suggested in terms of providing a little bit more unity for our children, to perhaps reintroduce the idea of a single stream education system. He was talking at a town hall a couple of days ago where he was basically sort of putting forth the idea that perhaps our multi-approach when it comes to our education system with our vernacular schools has caused more disunity.
Yeah, so this is a line that keeps coming up over and over again, that somehow the country's segregated school system is a bane for unity, right?
Because
that, Ezra, is what is tearing us apart as a people. Yeah. It is just rooted in all kinds of misunderstanding on how education system works, mm-hmm. and it's really primitive response to this sort of thing. We somehow believe that the education system is the be-all and end-all of instilling national unity because we can indoctrinate our children from that young an age. And, oh, if you go to Chinese and Tamil schools, basically that indoctrination is lost on you. And so, therefore, you're missing out on all this good stuff propaganda, right?
I think what's really interesting and frustrating for a lot of folks is that, you know, English medium schools or single stream schools had United Malaysians in the past, and of course they were very, very popular, and we look back towards those days of yesteryear with a certain type of nostalgia.
But I think even that's misplaced. I don't think it was the schools that united Malaysians in the past. I think we had left the dividers back then, right? We probably had a little more cohesion as a society. Right now, the same politicians that are talking about national unity in another speech at another location are saying things that divide us on religious grounds, on racial grounds, on society grounds. So it's all a bunch of rhetoric. And, you know, we're going to speak to Datin Azimov Page shortly. And you know, I'm sure she might echo these sentiments. But here's the thing. I think the more diverse our education system, there's that great book by M. Bakri Musa, right, who talks about diverse education systems and where parents get to choose, where it creates competition among the various providers of education. Right now, you look at our national system that caters to the lowest common denominator, and that is not doing any favors in putting out world-class students.
What's so interesting is that, you know, when we have, you know, public leaders or ministers or prime ministers talking about improving or revamping the education system after said election or so, we just introduced the, you know, Malaysian Education Blueprint just only so recently. And it feels that there's a lot of mixed messages when it comes to trying to figure out how to make sense of this word unity, right?
And also, like, a national school's got to consider everyone, right? We are a multiracial society.
Yeah.
And, you know, can you imagine a national school catering for a religious function that are practiced by Hindus, Buddhists, or Christians? All it takes is one person to report that event and say, ha-ha, look at that pagan festival,
right,
and done. I mean, even during the fasting month, the stories that come out with people having to eat in toilets and not in front of other people, tolerance is out the window, understanding is out the window. How do you forge a national system for a multiracial society when you can't even get those things right?
Well, we're crossing over to the source of the story right now. Page Chairman Datin Azimah Noor joins us on the line. Datin Azimah, thanks for being with us on the evening edition, as always. This particular story has been a long-standing argument, how our current school system segregates rather than unites. What's Page's stand on what works best?
Page's stand is that we think that it's not the types of schools, but actually the quality of students that each type of school is producing. And we are concerned that national schools are not on top of the game. So we think that if we could improve quality of teaching and students in national schools, then there will be a natural progression from one type of school to another. And I think the reason why we are seeing this many, many types of schools is because national schools have been lacking. Hence, there is a demand for other types of schools.
So in its statement, Page said that other types of schools would have to be phased out if the national school system were to be imposed on all Malaysians. Is that possible to implement, or will it only create more problems? I mean, is this going to open up a whole can of worms?
Yes, we think it will open a can of worms because it's not an easy thing to do. And first of all, the Education Act does not provide for it. The Education Act provides for opening up of schools but not closing them down. In fact, the Prime Minister, when he was Education Minister, he removed Clause 21(2) of the Education Act 1961, allowing vernacular schools to be turned into national schools. So there is no provision in the law at all.
Right, and there was, I guess, also the belief that liberalizing international schools would strengthen some of our national schools. And talk to us about how that wasn't a viable idea to begin with.
I think there was pressure on the Ministry of Education by the elite and the affluent Malaysians because at that point in time, if you did not have a foreign parent, you could not enroll your child into an international school. So when international schools were liberalized in, I think, 2008, Malaysians, regardless of who your parents are, could enroll in international schools. So you could have an international school with 100% Malaysian enrollment. You know, before it was capped at 40%. So the belief was that if we liberalize international schools, it would create competition to national schools. But actually, there was no such platform because national schools continued to compete against other national schools and international schools with other international schools. So, in fact, the net effect of this liberalization was rather national schools and vernacular schools dropping in enrollment because these parents could afford to put their children in international schools. Mm. So the purpose of international schools giving competition to national schools was actually a failure.
So it almost backfired in its approach as well, didn't it?
Also very, very expensive. Mm. So Datin Azima, yay or nay to a single education system?
Well, I think there's no evidence to show that by having a single education system, we will be united. In fact, we were once quite united when there were English medium schools, but when English medium, or rather when Malay medium schools were introduced in 1970 post-1969 riots, you actually saw vernacular schools improving their enrollment when English medium schools were abolished. And then we have other types of schools as well. So again, I think we have to be careful when we listen to statements like this, especially this year. It's an election year, so there's always a political flavor attached to these statements. So while this statement may have won the Malay votes, I think on the same breath, the Prime Minister did say that vernacular schools, especially Chinese schools, will not be abolished. That is the way the Chinese vote. So I think that we have to take all these statements with a pinch of salt.
Datin Azima, thank you very much for your insights. And that was Page Chairman Datin Azima Noor. Of course, that's the Parent Action Group for Education. And you might want to head over to www.pagemalaysia.org for an elaboration of some of her comments.
So not just a pinch of salt. Basically, all of these statements are completely meaningless. If you're talking about creating a national school system and then saying, oh, we're not going to abolish Chinese schools because God knows there will be protests in the streets if you talk about Chinese schools.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think any type of statement or any type of promise or initiative, there is going to be sprinkled with a soupçon of political flavor.
A big hairy but, right?
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. If you have anything to say about
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.